We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I am the true vine. That's what Jesus said. First line of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. I am the true vine. He said wonderful things about himself. He said nobody comes to the Father but by me. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. People go around over this country and say, there are many ways to heaven. One's going one way, one another. All of us going to wind up there sometime. Well, now there's only one way to heaven. If the Bible's so, there's only one way. Now, of course, if the Bible isn't so, you can think anything you please and it won't amount to anything. And whatever you think doesn't amount to anything now, of course, you don't know. You've never been to heaven. You don't know anything about it. All you know about heaven is what the Bible tells you. The Bible didn't tell you the truth about heaven, then you don't know anything about it at all. All you know about Jesus is what the Bible told you. If the Bible didn't tell you the truth about Jesus, you don't know anything about Jesus. So if you don't accept his virgin birth and his deity and his atoning blood, then you just simply say the Bible isn't so. That's all. You just say it isn't so. They didn't know what they were talking about. Of course, you may be smarter than they are, you know. Some of these upstart modernists think they are, see. They think they're smarter than the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Oh, yes, we are modern. We know. We're great thinkers, you see. Well, you wouldn't know one thing about Jesus Christ if you didn't have the Bible. His name's hardly mentioned in secular history. All you know about is what the Bible said. But when you get Jesus Christ in your heart, then you know the Bible's right. Why, you know, every Christian I've ever seen said, you know, I never cared much about the Bible. I got saved when I was converted. I began to love the Bible. It just became so precious to me. Well, I remember one man, a prominent man down in Alabama years ago, used to walk around town. I think I've told you about it. And stood around the soda fountain everywhere and criticized me and called me a graft and a crook when I was in evangelistic work, having a great meeting in the city. One day he got converted, and he said, now, Dr. Bob, you hasn't changed. He said, I'm the one that's changed. I used to hate everything like that, and I found Jesus as my Savior, and now I love the Bible, and I love Jesus, and I love all of the born-again, faithful Christians in this country. I love Dr. Bob here. Now, what happened? Change took place in him. The Bible says a natural man can't receive these things. You have to have a supernatural touch to get them. Now, there's no doubt about what Jesus said. He said, I am the true vine. These other vines are not true. All these other false teachers are not true. Muhammad, all the rest of them, Buddha, all the rest of them. They are no true vines. I am the true vine, he said. Now, isn't that strange? Here's a lowly Nazarene, humble, born in a manger. Didn't have a garment except what he borrowed. And rode on a borrowed donkey. Walked dusty ways and died a cruel death on a cross and said he's going to lay his life down and pick it up again. Now he says, I am the true vine. I'm the vine. Now listen, you better listen to that. That's either so or it isn't so. Now he said, my father's a husband, see. He's a husband. I'm his vine, see. I came down to this earth because he sent me. God so loved the world, he's giving me to die on a cross, save people. God sent me. But of course, it was a voluntary act on his part. God gave his son, but Jesus gave himself too. He said, my father's a husband. Now, I said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that may bring forth more fruit. Now, if you are born again Christian, you're a branch. He's a vine. Now, the branch is fed from the vine. The life of the branch is the life of the vine. Now, that's the way it is in the Christian sense. The moment you accept Jesus Christ, the divine life comes into you. The life of Christ, he that hath the Son hath life. That's eternal life. That's the life of God. You didn't have the life of God before you accepted Christ. Of course, you had physical life. You were able to breathe. He gave you that. So do the animals have that. But the animals can't have spiritual life. Now, except a man be born again, that's when you get that, you know. You're born a second time. Like the Lord told Nicodemus, that he had to be. So he couldn't even understand it. He wouldn't know what it was all about if he wasn't born again. But after he's born again, he can understand it. And after a man's born again, then he has the very life of God. Now, if you're a Christian, you're a dual person. You have the natural life. You breathe the natural air. Your heart beats in the bosom in a natural way. It pumps the blood through your system. That's the natural life. That's the life animals have. That's the life all men have. But you're a Christian now. Now, when you became a Christian, you have a new nature. You have something you didn't have before. Now, Jesus makes it clear, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Now, flesh is man in the natural state. It doesn't mean he's a drunkard or a gambler. He's just a natural man. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That's all it is. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, when you become a Christian, you have a new life, a spiritual life. You never had it before. You see things different. Things you loved one time, you hate now. Things you used to hate, you love now. You know, I found out after all's done and said that the greatest and most wonderful test of whether a man's saved or not is whether he responds to the kind of message I'm giving this morning. Now, you can always judge people by that. Now, wait a minute. They that know God hear us. That's a clear statement in the Bible. That is, if I stand up as a Christian, tell people that Jesus died on the cross to save them, that he rose from the dead and went up to heaven. They can't save themselves, but they can trust Jesus Christ. Every Christian's glad to have that story told. No born-again man on earth would object to what I'm saying this morning. No man that's saved, preacher, layman, anybody else, would oppose this kind of message getting out. He wants it out. He wants people to know about it. He's eager to have it got out. That's the message that God Almighty told us to put out. So your heart answers to it. Now, it's a strange thing how it happens. All these years I've been in evangelistic work, been from place to place. Men would go around town and cuss men, get on the conviction, and then come in and get saved, and go around and fix things up and clean things up and get right. We've had students come here to Bob Jones University sometime. Maybe their mothers prayed them here, and they'd get here, and they, well, maybe they'd come here and say, well, it's pretty strict out there. But they get here and get converted. Really get right with God, you know. You know, you have to be really get right to fit in happily all the time here. You know, some people come maybe to a place like this for the culture, for the speech, for the music, the drama. But they can't exactly be on pitch, you know, in anything that's spiritual. If anybody can be a sinner and be at home in your church, there's something the matter with your church. There's something wrong with it. If anybody can listen to you preach and go home and say, wasn't that a beautiful sermon? He's an old sinner. There's something wrong with that, your preaching, see. You know, if your church is right and you're the right kind of preacher and you have a spiritual church, you know, the devil will try to give you trouble. He may get somebody that will bust it up sometime. He may get somebody to give you trouble. But the folks that love that sort of thing have to be born-again people. Now, they may be born-again sometimes and come under satanic hypnosis and give you trouble until they're delivered from the devil. We've had that sometimes at Bob Jones University. But you cannot help responding to save your life, to the divine life and the Son of God and the grace of Jesus Christ. If you have it within your heart, as I say, 6 inches below the collarbone on the left side. Now, he said, you have the life, you are the branches. Now, my life flows into you. Now, notice. Now, he said, every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, wait a minute. Now, he takes away some branches, see. Some branches. You know, they go out in the vine, cut off the vine, saw the dead vine. You know, I tell you what I think that means here. I'm perfectly frank with you, I think it means physical death. I believe there's been a many a born-again man that was a fruitful Christian. And God Almighty gave him a chance to have to quit bearing fruit. And he just said, well, I'll clip him off, let him get rid of him. You know, I believe that happens because there's a Bible that makes certain little inferences. It's very plain. There's a sin unto death. There's a sin unto death. I think this, that means physical death. There's a sin unto death. I've seen it happen many times. I know a preacher, when I was a young fellow, went out for God and he was a flaming fire. Oh, how God used him and how many people led to Jesus Christ. He'd been a lawyer. He couldn't make much money preaching, and he liked money pretty well. And he said, well, I'll go back into the law and just preach a little when I can. And he went back into law and then went out into eternity. I would never think of a thing about this scripture. I don't remember that man. I've known numbers of cases like that along the road of life. And so I think he's told you about physical death. Now, if you just quit bearing fruit, you know, he just said, well, just cut him off and go on. And now what else happens? Then I think this other, he purges it. You know, I think every soul winner, every man that wins souls to Christ, everyone I've ever known in my life, had to go through a purging process. You never knew an exception. You can take the students that come to Bob Jones University, the best soul winners we've ever sent out, the best fruit bearers we've ever had, have had opposition, they've had trouble, sometimes the most difficult things you ever heard of. We have a girl on this campus now that would break your heart to know the sorrows that girl's had. And here she stood the test, and God's taken care of her. sorrows she's had from persecution of her own loved ones because she's a Christian. She's a girl over 21 years of age. She's on her own. And the suffering that that girl's had, and she's never wavered. She stood the test. But it's all a blessing. God permits a lot of things as a purging process, a pruning process to our lives. I could tell you some things in my own life that seemed awfully tough to me at the time. But as I look back now, I can see how God's hand was in the thing. Sometimes God has to break our hearts. Sometimes God has to send us some sorrow, some humiliation of some kind. And some of us know what it means in Christian work. Well, now that's God's pruning process. A man's a Christian. He's faithful to the Lord. He loves the Lord. He's bearing fruit, but he could bear more fruit if he's pruned up a little. So God comes along and takes a little shares and prunes him up a little and dots him up a little, cuts off a little something here, lets him bleed a little here, something happens here, and God uses a pruning process. And we ought to be thankful to God. We ought to be thankful to God that we're worthy to be pruned, that he's interested enough in to say, well, they're bearing fruit, but I want to bear more fruit. They can do better than they're doing. Maybe some of you are going through something now as a child of God that you could be a fruit bearer. You could be useful. You could do what you haven't been doing. And maybe God's permitting things to happen to you just on that account. Who knows? I've known so many things. I've known preachers that were soul winners and faithful to God, and they'd get big churches. I have a friend right now, one of the nicest, sweetest fellows I've ever known in my life. He's my buddy. But all the sorrows he's had. He had to have go through certain things. Sorrows in his home and trouble and all that. The pruning process has been going on, you know. The purging process, the things that he had to have to bring him back to the old gospel, the things which he stood. Yes, it's wonderful to be connected with the vine, to be a little branch of any kind. Maybe nobody notices a little branch, but you're getting your life from the Lord. And if you're no good and not bearing any fruit, he may just take you away. And then if you are bearing fruit, he may help you, say, to bear more fruit. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be a Christian? Isn't it a wonderful thing to be connected with divine life, with all the life of the Son of God, have it, this life flow into your soul, eternal life? The gift of God is eternal life. It's something that God gives us, flows into us. The branch on the vine doesn't go and pull the life out and doesn't work to get the life. The vine pours the life into the branch, you see, and God pours grace into the hearts of all who trust him and gives us his divine life. And then sometimes if we won't bear fruit, he takes us away. And then if we will bear fruit and could bear more fruit, he lets us go through the pruning process and ought to help us to bear more fruit. Our Father, help us to be faithful, Lord Jesus Christ, in all things, to give him the preeminence, to be true to him, never to go back on him. We pray this prayer in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.